Track 3, Unit 1, Listening 2. Getting from you and me to we.
So, are we ready?
Yep.
Our first topic is group dynamics in the online environment. Does anyone want to start us off? Well, you've all come across Bruce Tuckman's work on group dynamics theory, yes?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you remember, he talks about stages of group formation. Can anyone remember what these are?
I can.
Go ahead.
Tuckman's theory tells us that when a group forms, it goes through several distinctive stages. These are forming, storming, norming, performing and closing.
I read adjourning. Forming, storming, norming, performing and adjourning.
I think closing is like adjourning. Anyway, there were five stages.
So, forming, storming, norming, performing and adjourning. Now, this theory was written in 1965, before the internet came into our lives. The question is, do people form groups in the same way online? Let's go through Tuckman's stages one by one to make sure we're all on the same page. Stage one is forming. What happens?
In this stage, the members of the group first come together.
Exactly. Now, can you think of examples where online groups might form, even though the members are distributed?
Online game communities.
Groups of bloggers communicating, or groups within social media.
People working on a wiki.
I read that in this stage, the forming stage, it's important that there is clear leadership and direction from the team leader.
Yes, and that's of particular relevance to the area of online education, where there needs to be a skilled facilitator. So what about stage two?
Stage two is storming. Individual members may begin to voice their differences. There may be splits of opinion or disagreements as to how the group should work.
Right. And depending on cultural factors, this may result in open conflict within the group. You could say this is a make or break stage. For some groups, they never get past stage two. They break up as a group there. But once the storm has passed, the group moves into stage three, norming. Sam?
This is when the group agrees on how to behave and how their goals can be achieved.
A bit like the calm after the storm.
The members of the group understand each other and can move forward.
And then, stage four?
Performing. I have it here. In this stage, the team is working effectively and efficiently towards a goal. It is during this stage that the team leader can take more of a back seat. Individual members take more responsibility in the group process and their participation is stronger. The group's energy is strong and it can achieve a lot during this stage.
And finally, stage five.
Is the last one, closing or adjourning. It's about closing and moving on, this stage.
So those are the stages, but the question is, do groups online go through the same stages?
I think so, yes. In fact, according to Forsyth in his, Okay, yes, here it is. According to Forsyth in his 2009 text, Group Dynamics, members in online groups are as likely to conform to group behaviour as those in face-to-face groups.
Yes, exactly. And this is what's interesting, given that originally many experts thought that online groups would be chaotic and unstructured, since nobody could really see each other.
Mm.
And, of course, it's interesting to note that in the area of online education, online classes, when moderated by a teacher successfully, reproduce many of the stages of group dynamics that Tuckman outlined.